This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That is correct. It is 2:33 here on the Sweet Spot on a Friday. Hardline and Why Today Doesn't Suck coming up in just a little bit. Get yourself out here to Fan and Tree Farm. It is the spring sale. Huge lot of trees, an incredible sales staff. Some up to 30% off, a few up to 50% off in every tree they sell, the one-year fan-in guarantee. Grab a brew, grab some barbecue, get yourself here for the Hardline. They're going to be giving away a 30-gallon Eagleston Holly in the office before they get out of here. So, yeah, get yourself a nice shade tree, something pretty for the landscape, and good times here at Fan and Tree Farm. All right, without further ado, Monty's not here, who usually takes us through the best of the rest, but Monty was able to FedEx you all of the NIT breaks this week. They arrived to your apartment. You brought them here to Fannin, so what do we got?
Yeah, it was a little touch and go, but thank you, Sean. Thank you, Fannin Tree Farm P1s, for hanging out. We have six, not seven, this week, and we have Sunday morning highly represented. From last Sunday, it was the Sunday after ticket stock. People are a little sleepy,
a little groggy,
maybe a little hungover from the night before. And let's start out with our buddy Ham. Ooh. Now, they were on the air when Team USA won the gold medal, and this was Ham having a very Ham moment right after USA won gold.
This is the Team USA gold medal winners in USA Hockey post-game show.
Do we have Mike Tirico in here with
us? It was like Al Michaels. It was just all of a sudden.
We have the gold medal winning this right in here.
Ribby on play-by-play.
They're going to have that on loop on the flight home. They did it right before the ticker hit.
Damn.
I wish that was on air.
A huge brother.
Thank you. Called it. And I called it. It's 2-1.
And honestly, I wouldn't want to have it any other way than the best moment in U.S. hockey history since 1980.
And our
work in progress boys are on the air. I need Ham in that moment.
The best broadcaster of those three.
They looked to me in that kind of moment.
Yes.
Exactly.
You lived up to it.
Can I hear the beginning of that?
Team USA gold medal winners.
Did you say winners?
I said winlist.
Winlist?
Oh,
the gold medal winless.
Oh, Jack Hughes.
Team USA, baby.
Will forever be linked to Ham in that golden moment.
Rock, flag, and eagle. Candidate number two. Now, this is labeled as Dylan.
Ooh.
This is up for debate. This is either Dylan or it's on DJ.
Ooh.
We might have to investigate. Now, this was also Sunday morning, work in progress. DJ wanted to play some audio from Pudge, from Ticket Stock,
yes.
And Dylan said he did not have said audio.
People don't want to play here because it's so hot.
Yeah.
And you have to spend your summer being miserable.
Yeah.
So if you got a badass like Pudge to want to be here, you should hold on to that as long as you can.
And he actually answered that question as he was asked about what it was like catching in the heat here in Texas. And we're going to play that here. Pudge catching in the Texas heat.
I'm searching for that. You sent me five, and almost all of them are just Gordo-based.
Way to go, DJ.
Well, Gordon didn't ask him that one.
I guess we didn't send him that one, so I guess we can move on here. He basically said, wasn't a problem because I'm from Puerto Rico.
Right.
And it was hot there,
Used to being hot, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll move on then.
Okay,
I'm
actually
summarizing the audio. Yeah, it wasn't a problem.
I heard that live. That was Saturday morning because Whip was doing the show leading into Saturday of Ticket Stock. And I guess it just depends on, did DJ actually send that clip? Because they did play a bunch of Gordo trying to shoot George's wheels off during Pudge, which was great. But if DJ sent it, that's on Dylan. But if DJ did not send it, that's a DJ ring.
I saw the email. Definitely on Dylan.
Okay.
So the email did have the question from me about heat that he did. Okay, so yes, that is on Dylan Reed.
Dylan Reed.
DJ's apologies. That is that's on Dylan for not having the audio.
I know you.
Candidate number three. This is definitely from Sunday. This is our buddy EA. Ooh. Who's on the show today, and EA was playing audio from the Time Wasters. He played Sweet Hardline, and at the end of this, we had a word with EA.
That's why I wanted to play it, because he said my name twice in a row and got excited.
He went over the part where he introduced me and DJ as well, but he highlighted himself.
Yeah. I've been here 13 DJ? Years. I've never one time heard anyone replay Sweet Hardline. And the first time ever was when EA got mentioned.
It wasn't about Sweet Hardline at all, picking up.
George. Listen, I got on stage. You know, I had nothing to do with anything, you know, and I just got on stage and George saw me. He said my name, but when he said it the second time with such glee, I got so animated, energetic, and I felt like that's it. I feel like me and George are on a different plane now. Like
kindred souls?
Kindred souls, yes.
Right.
Kendrick?
Or Kendrick Perkins?
Oh.
Who's Kendrick? Kendrick Souls. Yeah. 13th overall in the draft.
Kendrick Soul.
Running back, Florida State.
Really funny.
Oh, that was great.
EA hears his name. He's going to play the audio, and George and EA are Kendrick Souls.
I'm telling you, me and George, also at Ticket Stock backstage, George just came up to me and just gave me a really nice pat on the back, and I'm like, you know what? Me and George are, you know, we're getting closer.
Yeah, you are. George told Justin and I to go F ourselves.
Yeah.
For pulling the prank that Ozzy was a board op.
You guys are falling out of favor while EA is
That's true.
Once again getting elevated. That's awesome.
So there's Kendrick Souls. Candidate number four, Maddie Beers on The Invasion. Now, are you guys familiar with Bonnie Blue?
I know Bonnie Blair, the U.S. Olympic speed skater.
This is not Bonnie Blair. This is Bonnie Blue. EA's familiar. Yeah. I know Ham is familiar. Oh, she's an adult film actress, and I think she had a bit where she slept with, what, like 1,000 dudes or something? And this Matt said a word that you can't say on the radio when talking about that Bonnie Blue situation.
Oh.
Well, it turns out that 400 times unprotected, that'll knock down that barrier pretty quick, because it turns out Bonnie Blue is pregnant.
Whoa! And now she's got to go on Maury, and he's got like a year's worth of, you are not the father!
They have to do it like 5,000 times.
Going through all those guys.
400 shows is just two years until they find it. That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. I just don't understand the gang.
Okay.
Golly.
Do we need that? Do we need to get that?
Of course.
I get that.
Oh, you can't say that one?
No.
I did not know.
Damn it. Man, you said it with your chest,
it's just
too.
So...
Okay. I don't understand the standing in line.
Okay.
Right. That's
for
way better.
The woman.
This is just so aggressive. It was the problem.
So you can't say that word when you're talking about like a media scrum?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can in that instance.
Yeah.
But when it's an actual...
Yeah.
You know, and you can say gang.
Like a Houston 500, you'd want to steer clear of that.
You can say both of those words separately, but you just can't put them together. So yeah, Matt, I guess, learned on the fly that... And it is very... It's a very harsh word, too. Just to hear that one on the air, like, oh... Oh, dear, yeah, we know what was going on.
I thought
you
this
don't
was
have
a
to
sports station.
Get in the car, DFW, turn on The Invasion for the first time, and G-bang. So, yes, that's Matty Beers. Candidate
G-bang Matt.
Candidate number five comes to us from the Sweet Spot.
Uh-oh.
Which you can hear 1 to 3 every weekday. Now, this is...
What are they on?
On the ticket, 1 to 3.
Welcome
sweet
to
spot
the
in the
sweet
afternoon.
Spot.
Now, this isn't you,
you will never
Sean.
Be. Damn it.
This isn't me.
Damn it.
Surprisingly, it's not EA or Ham, and it's not Lando, and it's not Monty. This is our buddy Matt Duchesne,
oh,
which you can hear weekly on the Sweet Spot. Now, the The promos you'll hear Wednesdays. It's not always Wednesdays.
Yeah,
it's when they're not playing. So it could be a Friday.
It's fluid.
Could be Wednesday. But he was on yesterday? It was yesterday. And he had a little phone issue. And I thought I pissed him off and he hung up. But here's Matt Duchesne.
You kind of look at it from a greater good perspective sometimes.
So, Matt, you won a gold in 2014 and... You know, we're trying to get you a Stanley Cup very soon, and we think you'll get there. Is there a comparison to winning a gold medal versus winning a Stanley Cup? Because when you saw when the game-winning goal went in for U.S., it's like the Hughes bros and everybody on that team was like, it felt like that was the biggest accomplishment they could accomplish as hockey players. Did we lose Dutch?
Oh, no.
Maybe he really hated that question.
Oh, there he is.
Oh.
Sorry, I lost for a second.
No, it's okay.
I thought you were mad at me. Just rub it in it a little more.
No. I heard. What was the question?
Yeah, just winning a gold medal versus, you know, winning a Stanley Cup.
So there, it's kind of apples and oranges, I would say.
And the mood was so good until then. I was like, crap, is he mad that I mentioned he hasn't won a Stanley Cup yet?
Yeah, the mid-interview reboot is always tough to bounce back from. Also, I want to know what we're doing to get him a cup very soon.
Well, we're...
You said
it's us.
We're
it's,
doing everything we can. Like, I mean, I would love to make that happen, but I don't know what I can do personally.
I know on Chell, I'm playing as the star, so he's going to win a Stanley Cup on there. I don't think that matters for him, but yeah, we're doing our best.
So that's Dutchie's first ever
Glenn Gullitson
nomination.
And, yeah, I think that's his first.
Yeah, good.
So, and finally, candidate number six, also from the sweet spot. This was my favorite moment of the week, maybe the year. Anytime EA hosts the Sin News, it's so much fun.
It's art.
And really, the stories don't really matter. EA was awesome yesterday. I'm sure when Justin gets back, he's going to want a full breakdown next week of our news segment at 2:15 yesterday.
Okay.
So there's a lot of things we could have played. I picked just the beginning of this. So here's about the first 45 seconds. And once again, EA makes up another word. Right now, it's 2:18 on a Thursday. Justin isn't here, so EA is going to slide into the DMs and send us news.
Hey, Monty, send news.
Hello, folks. How are we doing today?
Hi, EA.
We are doing great, EA. How are you?
I'm great. As you know, I'm back into my journalism mode here doing send news.
And what?
News, not news.
Send news?
Send news. Not nudes.
Wait,
I don't want to send news.
Say it again.
Send news.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
No, all right. That time.
In my many years of journalism, I have never seen a criminal so stupid.
That is so perfect.
I love the cadence and the power of journalism, EA. Like, I like that. I like that mode that he shifts into for news.
And we gave him... He went at it three times, and it was send news twice, and then he got send news eventually. Maybe it's just too wordy of a title. Maybe we just need to change the name of the segment.
Cam, who was the actor that you kept saying over and over and nobody could understand? Was it Sam Neill?
Sam Neill.
Yeah, and everybody thought it was Sam Mule.
Sam
yeah.
Mule. Like, I still don't think I know who he's saying.
Yeah, that was very similar.
Sam Mule.
What EA was doing.
So there are your six candidates. Is it Ham winning a gold medal? Is it Dylan Reed not having Pudge audio? Is it Kendrick Souls? Is it Matty Beers saying G-Bang? Mm. Is it Dutch? Or is it Sin Use? Let's start our voting back at the station. Let's start with Lando this week.
I know you know this guy.
Okay.
That's a
Dylan vote. EA, I know you're going to vote for yourself. Which one are you going to pick?
Actually, I'm going to vote for Ham.
Okay. Gold medal Ham. Ham.
Kendrick Souls, yes.
Kendrick Souls. Got a lot of pressure on you, Sean.
I feel like
got a tie.
I will always remember where I was when Jack Hughes scored the overtime goal. And for Matt Birmingham to now be part of that, like, there's too much history there to not vote for it. So I'm going Ham.
Okay, so we have two votes for Ham, one vote for Dylan, one for Kendrick Souls. I made my mind up before I presented, and I'm just going to stick with what my vote was going to be. I love Sin Hughes yesterday. Yes. I have to vote for that. That vote doesn't matter. Ham is with two votes.
Yes,
is our winner,
our all-time leader too. I believe
that's right. Ham now has 15 NIT votes.
All right, extending the lead. Congratulations, Ham.